of change happening. Well, plenty of change. Of change happening in our nation's capital. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, plenty of change happening in our nation's capital. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, as you know, out of a job. Democrats set to take control of the House after the election this week. Let's get into what it all means going forward with Colorado's GOP Senator Cory Gardner. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, congratulations to your party, not only maintaining the Senate, but gaining a couple of seats. How did that feel on election night?
Well, thank you. It certainly defied history. I think the history would tell you that we should have lost the Senate majority on Tuesday night, but we did gain seats. There's a couple seats that are still being counted as we speak, but I feel good that we were able to move forward with a continued majority that will be able to cut taxes, grow our economy.
Do you think that's because of President Trump? Is that the Trump effect that you guys kept the Senate?
You know, I think there was a significant effort by the president to be in these states that he won. So, yes, I think that's a large part of it. But I also think people recognize that the Senate has been effective in naming good judges to the courts, in cutting taxes and cutting regulations and growing our economy.
When you look at the races, though, here locally of George Brockler and Mike Kaufman and the Secretary of State's race as well with Wayne Williams, were those victims of the Trump effect in Colorado? We kind of had a blue wave here.
But, you know, I don't think it was a blue wave. In fact, the tax increases were defeated. Anti-oil and gas measure was defeated.
Sure.
You know, when a couple years ago, we had all Republicans at the state level except for one seat, the governor's, and nobody said we had a Republican red wave back then. So I think Colorado, once again, is voting on balance and will continue to be a very bipartisan, diverse state. So Colorado wants people who are going to work hard for it each and every day, and I think that's what exactly the message we have to continue to send to the people that we're going to do that.
Senator, you've been very consistent about the Attorney General and Jeff Sessions. What's your take on his resignation or firing, depending on what side you believe that is, and on Matthew Whitaker's appointment to take that role on? Do you think that's the right thing to do and the right move by the president?
Well, first of all, I think I need to understand where Mr. Whitaker is. I don't think he's in line with the president on some key issues for Colorado, and that includes my legislation called the States Act that addresses marijuana. I think Mr. Whitaker has a different view than the president. I'd like to hear whether or not he agrees with the president, because I think that's important. As for the resignation Attorney General Sessions, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I think that the next Attorney General needs to be somebody who is going to stand up for federalism and protect Colorado's states' rights.
But Matt Whitaker in the past has talked about not firing Mueller, but choking off funding for that investigation. Shouldn't we let this investigation go forward to see if there's anything there?
Oh, I absolutely think it should go forward. And I think the president has said the same thing in a press conference recently. I think it's in the best interest of the president for this information to be known. I think a transparent accounting of what happened in 2016 is important for the American people. And at the end of the day, we will be a stronger nation as a result. And I think, again, it's in the best interest of the president to have this done thoroughly and transparently.
Do you want Mr. Whitaker? I take it you don't want him to be the permanent AG. Do you have any thoughts on who you'd like to see in that position?
You know, I don't at this point. I think you've got an opportunity for maybe somebody like a George Brockler to be attorney general. You've got John Southers in Colorado Springs, who would be an incredible attorney general. And then there's others around the country. So I do think there are those that we can look at, have a thorough confirmation process, and find the best person for the country.
You're up for re-election in 2020. How soon does that campaign start, or has it already?
You know, we're still counting votes in Senate races, so I look forward to doing the work of the people of Colorado each and every day. We're actually in southern Colorado today and then up in Denver this afternoon, and so I'm not going to worry about politics. I'm going to worry about continuing good policies for the people.
Senator, you've always been very generous with your time. We thank you so much for that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.